Welcome to Interviews with Kimmy Rose and Donna Visaki, a lively and provocative conversation with some of the most dynamic change makers of our time. Be inspired by today's top metaphysical experts, authors, and speakers in the mind, body, and spirit arena. Get ready to ignite your beautiful spark and release the power within. Call Kimmy and Donna now at 888-627-6008.
Welcome to Interviews. I am Kimmy Rose and Donna Visaki, and I cannot believe it is May the 19th. And can you believe that? 2014. And today is an exciting day. Donna and I are actually in the same city. We're in Lambertville, Michigan. And we've spent, I can't believe it. We've been together several days. We went to Columbus. And tomorrow night is the event that we're doing. It's Never Too Late to Live Your Dream. Donna is going to be, she's going to be presenting to you a wonderful, just wonderful show. We've got other people that are going to be part of that. But what she is sharing is beautiful. And I just wanted to, you know, I was looking at our guest, Panache, is it Desai?
Yes.
Desai. And I was looking at his website and he talks about gratitude. And in talking about really being authentic, and if we are really, really authentically seeing what's happening within us, then this process, it really paves the way for gratitude for, you know, all of the different states that he talks about. And he talks about cultivating appreciation and for the experience of life. And I really feel that. I felt like as I picked up Donna from the airport, but it was like this, I felt like I had already been cultivating over the last few weeks this tomorrow night, this event, because it feels like a beautiful, beautiful flower that is about to bloom. And I'm really looking forward to it. And I'm just going to give a little plug for it. If you want to get tickets for tomorrow night's event, It's Never Too Late to Live Your Dream, which is in Lambertville, Michigan at Laughs, Inc. Laughsinc.com is where you go, or you can call 734-854-1514. And details are over on our interviews website. We'll talk about a little bit more about that later. Donna, I don't have to ask you how you're doing because we just talked.
We just talked. It's interesting, though. Kimmy's at her radio setup in the basement, and I'm sitting on my computer at the kitchen table, so we're still not next to each other, but we're in the same house anyway, and in the same state for a change, so this is kind of fun.
It is fun, and it's really, what I love is it's kind of like that really, that time of like where we can really see, wow, how do you do this? How do you do that? And I kind of laughed. I said, well, now I go, you can see how much I'm like, things come up and it's with kids, you know what I mean? And you're running here, running there, but I somehow get to where I need to be. It's funny because my son actually had pneumonia caught in, well, he's in the preliminary stages of pneumonia. And it was funny because I was worried about how am I going to get back on time and do this? And he walked through the front door. Mm-hmm. So it was really good. It worked out good. I'm like, there it is.
And it was so funny to watch that inner exchange between you two because he just needed his mom.
Yeah.
You know, Kimmy said, well, why don't you, you know, ask your girlfriend to do this? But he just needed his mom. And how old is Matt? And
yes, he was born in 94. So, yeah, no, he's at what? He just turned 20. I can't believe it. Because to me, he's like my baby. And even my daughter's like, you know, like that. And it's just, yet she's a mom now. And I'm like that still. My mom, I'm blessed to have her. When I'm sick, she makes me soup. Now, mm-hmm. His dad, I will say, is like the soup maker. When you're sick, he makes this it's like a Hungarian soup, and it always like just somehow there's some magic in it. So I'm like sitting there going, oh, he's getting the soup. You know, his dad and I are no longer married, but it was funny. He was telling me about it. I'm like, oh, he's getting galushki. He's getting that, you know, that soup. But I drew, I have these little cute little magnets, and I drew three, and the three words were sparkle through life. Mm. Well, they were through life sparkle, and I wrote sparkle through life. And so I kind of turned sparkle upside down like it's reaching up, and then through, and then life is sideways like it's like, and it's going upward. And so I thought that was kind of beautiful. And I actually drew the card of integrity. And I love this card. And I actually drew the stone. It's a tree. It's the tree of life. Mm-hmm. And the integrity relates to that 10th energy center, about 18 inches above the crown. And when all parts of ourself are in a vibrational integration, then the highest integrity of human consciousness and soul may express itself. This quality must be mastered before we can access certain levels of spiritual development. And I absolutely love, I do CCT, Crystalline Consciousness Technique. And as we were going through, I was going through Panache's book, which I stayed up last night, and I was, I usually just sleep on the books. I'm like, you know, Donna was reading it to me. Like, I got to look at this book, like really good. I'm going, wow, this is a lot like CCT. It's ancient and it's very wise. I'm curious, like, did he channel this, or, you know, where did this come from?
I have the same question. I can't wait to ask him about that. But, you know, I've been reading the book as well, and I've been highlighting things, underlining things, some amazing, beautiful messages in there. So it's going to be a delightful conversation. And, you know, I love your message about integrity and that, and I think that is so important for us to learn how to be integrity and in integrity, and to really stop and ask whenever we're doing something, whether it's something that's happening outside of us with someone else or whatever, or if it's something that we're feeling, experiencing or doing ourselves in that, and say, is this loving to me? Is this in alignment with who I am, my highest self? And especially, is this loving to me? Ask yourself that question. And, you know, quite often, you know, when we, you know, we might get in a rage or angry or upset about something or whatever, if we can stop for just a minute and say, is this reaction, is this the way I'm responding here, is this loving to me? And then be guided from, you know, as we step forward from that question, I think that might help us.
I agree. And I know I'm like that, because it was like a super busy week. And I know I was a little bit like not myself, kind of crabby. I felt crabby. And then I thought, man, I need to do my yoga and my ujjayi breath. And I don't know if you noticed when you came back, Donna, but I was a different, very different. Mm. It shifted. And I know that's because I needed to really honor myself in that way. And I think that when we do that, we start to, it's like silly. It's like not, it's like when you not eating your Wheaties, you know, you just, it's
you get
important.
Out of sorts.
Yeah.
And you're not centered.
Yes.
And we need to find our way, and everybody has their own way of doing that. But whatever works for you to get centered again. And maybe, you know, it's like counting to 10 before you spout off at somebody, before you say something that you might regret later. You know, whatever it is that can bring you back to center and, you know, just be calm. And I know Panache is going to talk about this, because he really addresses a lot of this in his book. You know, I traveled here and I love flying in that. And it was so funny, because when we were staying at the hotel in Columbus, there were a bunch of people from TSA there. They were having a meeting, a conference there, and they're staying at the same hotel. And they were really, you know, they were almost hesitant to tell me who they worked for. And then they really tried to like justify, you know, why they do what they do and everything. And I'm going, whatever. You know, I fly, I don't let it bother me. I just set my intention that everything's going to go smoothly. And I don't take offense if somebody wants to check my bag, my purse, whatever. And just, and it does.
I you never know? Even I mean, thought it about complaining. Does. I never thought about complaining about that.
Well, people, you know, get so upset, you know, about things. We can let we can let so many little things bother us, or we can just learn to go with the flow. And also, this is a thing that I'm learning because I didn't used to do this. Is really when I set out, you know, when I set out on my way to work in the morning or something. You know, you set your intention that it's going to go with ease and grace, and smoothly, and the traffic's going to be good. And that, and then even if it isn't, you're just kind of in this mode that, well, it's all going to go fine, you know. So it's important to really set your intention. Joe Dispenza talks about that a lot. He sets his intentions for his day every single morning. What is it I want to do? How do I want this to come together? And always with ease and grace. And it's amazing. Instead of going off, you know, half scattered and crazy and that. Just take a little time and envision what you want it to look like. What's the outcome you want before you go into a meeting, before you have a conversation with somebody that you're kind of dreading? And I do. I'm teaching myself this. Set your intention before you make that phone call. What's the outcome you would like to have?
That's funny you said that, because that's what CCT is. It's you set your intentions. Like I lay down and I say, I ask to place the vibration of opening, and that's in my crystalline field. And then when I get to the intention, I go, I intend, and I will actually either draw, and you've seen me draw the cards, and that integrity was the card that I drew today for this show. And also there was another card that came up, was rest. And it's a transpersonal quality, a Zen being of unity with the divine. That's what rest is. And it was, and I set my intentions, and then I set my group energy field for everybody I connect with. And then I just ask for opening, and then I just release. And then it's like, I just know that those intentions will work for me. They'll work things out instead of my monkey mind having to do that. And so that's what I said last week. I'm like, oh my gosh, you're not setting your energy field. You're not doing that. Go back to that, Kim. And so I had pulled out my cards. Remember when we were at the store? I went, I need these cards. You know, I need to bring these cards with me. So I've been pulling my cards, and it really does help.
Yeah, it makes a difference.
Have your own intentions.
And I have to tell a story about when we, Saturday morning when we got up, we realized we didn't have starting cash to sell books and things at our booth at the Universal Life Expo. So we asked the gentleman at the hotel at the front desk there was a bank. Kimmy, you know, had this certain bank that she could go to and we could get some cash. And so he gave us directions in that, and we kind of got lost and we're driving around and everything, and we ended up going, and he was sending us to a bank in a grocery store. So we're looking for this grocery store, and we ended up going the wrong way on the street that this grocery store was supposed to be on. But we're going the other way, and it says it's like a mile down the road, and all of a sudden we're 2-3 miles, and we're going, there's no grocery store here. And so we turned down. We think we went the wrong way. We need to turn around and go back the other way. So we turned down a street to turn around, and there's the exact bank that we're looking for. Right
now, and it was closer to us. It was closer,
perfect.
And I kept saying, I think that's what I said. I said something about ease and grace in the morning. And normally, I'm the one that's going but I was really calm. I'm like, oh, we'll get there. It's gonna be okay. And it was funny because we did, and it worked out better because I feel like it kind of got us around a lot of things, because I know I've been in Columbus before, and that was not even with all the things that were going on. And there's always these crazy blocks up where you have to go around. And I can honestly say we got there really nicely. I mean, normally you can ask Mike, because he's the one that's driven me there. He gets frustrated, and it wasn't that hard. Maybe that's why I was so calm, because I'm like, oh, this is nothing. This is really going nicely.
Yeah, it went really well. So, well, we have to go to a commercial, And we will be right back on interviews. And we invite you to give us a call. The number is 888-627-6008. We'd love to hear from you. But stay tuned. We'll be right back on interviews right after this.
Are you interested in weekly guidance, classes, family retreats, and a support system that helps your family through the ups and downs of life? Go to KimmyRose.com and sign up for her weekly newsletter. Read articles that will lend support to your family and check out the weekly forecasts for you. Take a look at the week ahead. Kimmy Rose is the minister of Sanctuary of Light and dedicates her time to working with families with gatherings, a community garden, and space where you can spend quiet time. Light the Way has been in business for 18 years. Kimmy and her mom, Carolyn, would like you to stop in and say hi. As well, our services of consultations, Reiki, massage, hypnosis, and CCT, we have a gift shop. Books, candles, and essential oils, jewelry, gift certificates are always available. Just 5 minutes from Toledo in Lambertville, Michigan, located at 8050 Sommerfeld Road. Call us at 734-854-1514. We're open 6 days a week. On call 24 hours a day for you at 734-854-1514 or visit www.lighttheway.com.
This is Kimmy. If you want to get a hold of me for a reading, a crystalline consciousness session, or Reiki, or you're interested in classes, come and visit me at Light the Way. You can go to LITETheWay.com or you can call 734-854-1514. That's Light the Way, LITETheWay.com.
Join world-renowned speaker and author of I'll Meet You at the Base of the Mountain, Donna Visaki, and spiritual coach and medium Kimmy Rose Zapp for a powerful night that helps you to tap into a deeper understanding of life and death. Also, part of the evening, we'll be joined by the Magic of Mardigan, who will perform a magical show to connect people with their hearts. Medium John Tursky and medium Jody Weaver, well known for their ability to help people connect with those who've passed and provide a healing message of support. Devastated by the tragic death of her 21-year-old daughter, Christy, Donna Visaki researched for answers to the nagging questions of why. Sharing her personal stories, Donna guides you through the process that helped her begin again to not only survive a devastating loss, but thrive and live life to the fullest. Donna's story will shift your life as she helps you to connect with a beautiful path to the healing she discovered. Are there dimensions of existence beyond the material world? If so, we can connect with loved ones who have passed and with higher levels of consciousness than our own. Kimmy Rose, a two-time near-death survivor, shares her story about the afterlife and the messages she learned from her experiences connecting with the other side. Audience members will also have a rare opportunity to hear the loved ones who've passed on. Join Donna Visaki and Kimmy Rose for an evening of inspiration, music, and connecting to the other side. Release your power within and live your dream. It's never too late to live your dream. Will be held on Tuesday, May 20th at 7 p.m. at Laughs Inc. Comedy Club, located at 3922 Secker Road, Toledo, Ohio. Doors open at 6 p.m. Tickets are $25. Want to give your mother a special Mother's Day gift? Purchase 2 tickets and get a special gift certificate and a copy of Donna's book. $5 of every ticket sale will be donated to the Tree of Life to be built in remembrance of the children who passed away at Bedford High School. Tickets are available at www.laughsinc.com. That's LAFFSINC.com. Or by calling 419-214-0700.
And welcome back to Interviews. I'm Donna Vasaki here with my co-host Kimmy Rose on this beautiful Monday, May 19th. And we're both here in Michigan, together in the same place. So it's nice to be with you also. And we are so excited to introduce our special guest today. This is going to going to be a wonderful conversation, and if you haven't read his book, you're going to want to get this. Panache Desai is a contemporary thought leader whose message of love and self-acceptance has drawn thousands of people from around the world to his seminars and workshops. Not aligned with any religious or spiritual tradition, he empowers people to free themselves of pain, suffering, sadness, and self-limiting beliefs. A recent guest on the Oprah Winfrey Network Super Soul Sunday, Panache Desai calls upon us to harness the power of our authentic selves through our unique soul signature, our spiritual DNA, and be guided by our true purpose. In his first book, Discovering Your Soul Signature, he gives readers a day-by-day spiritual roadmap to confront negative emotions and overcome them energetically in a way that allows us to tap into a deeper sense of worth and well-being. And I have been reading this book all weekend, and it is beautiful. Welcome to the show, Panache.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me on. I'm excited to be here with you and all the listeners.
Well, it's been wonderful, like I said, to read your book. And tell us, give us your quick overview of what's this all about. You talk about our spiritual DNA. What's spiritual DNA? What do you mean by that?
Every single one of us is just born with this innate potential. And what I've discovered is that this potential gets cloaked or covered over. And what masks this potential is all of our emotional content that we've repressed or suppressed. So, you know, we're born on this planet, and the first thing that we experience is judgment. And all of a sudden, we're conditioned to repress and suppress or deny aspects of ourselves. And so, instead of just feeling sad, we'll stuff it, or we'll reach for a distraction. And what happens is that this sadness begins to accumulate inside of us and becomes depression. And actually, our tears that we won't cry keep us from the financial prosperity that we know is available to us in every moment. Same thing with our anger. You know, we use words like negative. We have this polarity around emotion and experience. And so immediately it's like it's not okay to be angry because anger has never been modeled to us in a constructive way. And so we're afraid to feel it. But what I've discovered is that when anger gets repressed and suppressed over time, it becomes rage. And ultimately, it impedes the body's natural ability to heal itself and to regenerate itself. And then there's fear, and fear really in truth is just a natural part of life and living. However, you know, unlike everything in nature, we hold on to our fear. Everything in nature experiences its fear and it moves on. And so we accumulate our fear, it becomes unmanageable, unworkable. And this fear keeps us distanced from the love and the intimacy that we want more than anything in the world. You know, and literally speaking to hundreds of thousands of people and having the honor of working with them, when we broke down what was going on with them, whether it be a divorce or a health challenge or a financial issue or a lack of purpose or a lack of direction or a lack of passion, every single time we traced it back, we found an emotion that was unexperienced and unresolved. And so literally this greater conversation of vibrational transformation, shifting on this energetic level, came into being. And the more people began to accept and embrace who they were on the level of their humanity, the more their lives took off in ways that, you know, I can't even describe in words. All of a sudden they had relationships. Their finances came into their lives with grace and ease. You know, their bodies would regenerate. They'd heal themselves. Literally, they were beginning to step out of judgment into acceptance. They were stepping out of fear into love, and they were accessing this incredible light and this presence that has always dwelt within them.
Well, and one of the things that I noticed as I'm reading these chapters, because, you know, there's one on fear and sadness, anger, guilt, shame, self-judgment, addiction, the ego. But one of the things you talk about, which most of us don't do, and I don't think typical psychology or whatever advocates this, but it's like step into it and allow that, feel it, you know, don't shove it back. And everything, and accept it as a part of ourselves as well, and I love that.
That's really the only way we can authentically find freedom. You know, we've tried cleansing and clearing, we've tried fixing and healing and improving, but we start on that journey based on the premise that we're broken, based on the premise that in some way we're a mistake or our design is a mistake. You know, that we were put together, you know, using spare parts. Well, actually, in truth, we're brilliant, and everything that we have inside of us simply just needs to be observed and embraced. And the more it is, the more it naturally comes back into balance and harmony, and the more our life takes off. And so I always say to people, you know, you're not broken, you don't need healing, you don't need fixing, you don't need teaching. In fact, in truth, it's about embracing who you are, recognizing that you're a unique creation, recognizing that you express yourself uniquely. And the more you do that, the more your life takes off, the more your life works. And so, literally, we are flying in the face of the current transformational model and in most, you know, psychological models, because there's a problem, there's an issue. Well, from where I'm sitting, there's no problem and there's no issue. And the more we can start to embrace that reality, the more we're going to find a more holistic way of navigating our experience instead of compartmentalizing ourselves into what's acceptable and what's not acceptable and what's good and what's bad and what's positive and what's negative. Maybe it's all useful. And maybe it's time now that we just turn and face our pain and embrace it for what it is, an opportunity and a blessing.
You know, Panache, when you say that, I'm going back to, you know, the way, like, certain things I've learned about, okay, you're born with all this sin and pain, and that's the way it is. And it's like that kind of that threading and that thinking. And as I went through my journey, what I've really discovered is like this beautiful, it's a wholeness that I am. And then I can see, like, on the outside of it, little things push, like life experiences push on it. And it's, but inside, like what you're saying, it's just, everything is clear, and we are, you know, just in that pure essence of love and light. But because we chose, is it true that because we chose to come here on this earth, and like you said, staying at a constant, right? You know, in the beginning, I'm like, your voice just feels like you're at a constant. You're in that constant. And you said, or, you know, if you don't keep yourself like that, you might not be there. Is that true? That we choose this, therefore keeping this balance that you talk about in discovering your soul signature. Would that make sense? That if people could really realize that programming of the, it's just, I don't know if it's an old programming or what. It's maybe there's not a truth to it. You know, like you're born in original sin.
Yeah, there's absolutely not a truth to it. You know, for me, I'm Indian, and I was born into a spiritual family. And, you know, being Indian, I was also very skeptical. And I think that's necessary when you are Indian, because we've had gurus that have really led people to their salvation, and we had gurus that led people up a garden path, and people who broke their vows and whatever. And, you know, so for me, you know, as much as I knew the divine was real, in my heart, as a result of my life's experience, I was undecided about God. I couldn't reconcile the version of God that I was being told. And coupled with that, when you're Indian on the weekends, you watch Bollywood movies and you go see gurus. It's just what you do, right? So every spiritual teacher that we'd go and see would say, "We've been waiting for you. Thank you for incarnating." And I'd look at them like they'd lost their mind. I'm like, "You're the old guy with a beard wearing orange. What on earth have you been waiting for me for?" Right? And so I was always very skeptical. And I was always the kind of person, even as a child, where I never took anything that anyone said on face value. I always wanted to experience it myself. Only then was it real. And this whole journey culminated for me at a point in my life where I could no longer live the lie. The lie was unsustainable. And the lie was all of the expectations, The lie was all of the conditioning. The lie was all of the judgment. The lie was everything that I had been told that I needed to be in order to be loved and accepted by another. That was the lie. And I cried out, and I said, you know what? All right, God, if you're real, whatever this thing is, the divine God, whatever it is, I need to experience it, because unless I experience it, I'm not going to be this messenger. And quite frankly, I don't want any part of it. I'm just not going to be that person. As soon as I did that, I started to experience in that moment all of the fear and the sadness and the anger that I'd accumulated inside of me as a result of living this lie. And I believe to a certain degree, we're all living a lie. And all of this energy started to wash through me, literally, because emotion is just energy in motion. And what I discovered was, what waited for me on the other side of that was just this infinite ocean of love. And this love had no beginning and no end. There was no judgment. And quite frankly, it didn't matter how I had lived my life. There was no fault in my design. There was no fault in my personality. There was no fault in my creation. There was no fault in me. It was complete acceptance. And in that moment, I realized that all of these rules and regulations that we have are all man-made. That in truth, the divine only offers us one expression and one expression alone, and that is love. And you can use the word divine, you can use the word love, you can use whatever word you want to use, it doesn't matter, but that is the truth of our reality. And the more we begin to come into the acceptance of who we are, the more our life takes off. And I've seen it over and over again. And so, you know, it's time for us as a community to really look at our languaging around who we are, to really look at, you know, our languaging around different aspects of ourselves. You know, and to fundamentally recognize that if something exists, it has a purpose. We don't have to judge it. We don't have to condemn it. But let's take the time to actually discover what the purpose is in the experience that we're having, because there is one. And so, you know, that's how I came to it, from direct experience. And that's really what's allowed me to look at people in their eyes and tell them that this is the truth. The other thing is that things were happening through me that made no sense. Like, I'd touch people, and all of a sudden they'd start crying, or they'd start shaking out their fear or their anger. And it's like all of a sudden they'd start shifting out of the heaviness and the burden of life into this lightness. And as a child, I remember, like, people would sit next to me and they almost looked burdened or encumbered or heavy. And when they'd sit next to me, they, after a few moments, they'd start sparkling. And that's how I'd describe it as a child. So, you know, it's been an interesting journey for me. And I couldn't reconcile these experiences until I had this moment of awareness. And in that moment of awareness, everything made sense to me, everything. The most traumatic moment, moments where I wanted to just kill myself and didn't want to be alive anymore because I'd been bullied so extensively. You know, moments in my life where I had no self-worth, no self-esteem. I literally just was in anguish at the fact that this is what being human meant, because I was living the lie.
And you know, it's so funny because... Yeah. Padash, this morning I drew three cards. I threw these three little, they're like magnets, I put up, and it said sparkle through life. You just said sparkle, and I totally understand that, because you can feel that heaviness. I my best friend Ritu, who she's from India, she, the first time she came into me, I had had a dream about this man, and he had this big hair, and he said his name was Sai Baba. His name is actually Baba, he said. And he came to me and he said, he talked to me about some things in a dream. And the next day she came in for to talk to me. And I said, do you know who Baba is? And she just smiled and she breathed. And she says, my family goes to the ashram. I said, well, there's something about him and his message that I'm supposed to learn or connect with. And she is very calm, very happy, and just like amazingly just like you, like there's a constant. And so I've been blessed to go to the bhajans and you know, to really do the culture. And I have to say, I love it. You know, the kirtan, I really love that. Not that that's the only way, because there are many ways. And what you're talking about makes a lot of sense. Now, I have a question. Do you ever feel like sitting next to someone when you were younger, did you ever get sick?
No, never, because that whole illusion of taking things on from other people is a complete illusion. And here's why. You know, people, and I address this in the book, you know, people can only remind us of what we have inside of us. So I used to have all these healers from around the world, and they'd call me, and you should hear them at the end of the day. It's like, oh my God, I took on so much energy from people, and I'm so sick and taking on so much karma. And I'm like, listen, that's not what's going on. What's going on is that these people are showing up to remind you of what you have to embrace still within yourself. They're serving as messengers for you to facilitate your own acceptance and ultimately bring about the conscious recognition that you are already healed. And so, no, I never felt sick. I never felt anything like that. You know, it's almost like, because I knew it wasn't real. You know, I knew that at that point, the only experience was love. You know, and of course, at 5 years old, I had no idea what it was going to look like. Had you told me at five that I was going to sit next to Oprah, I never would have imagined that. Actually, I didn't even know who Oprah was when I was five, so that couldn't have even happened. You know, had you told me that 10 years ago, I wouldn't have believed you. And yet, again, what I can say is that through living your soul signature and through coming to the acceptance of who you are, you start to bring the right people, places, situations, scenarios into your life. Why? Because we are vibrational beings. And the more we can accept and embrace who we are, the more this emotional layer, these energies in motion, flow through us. And the more we start to vibrate at this resonance of love, and the more we vibrate at this resonance of love, the more the universe brings you those experiences that are concurrent and congruent with that experience of love. And so that's the opportunity here. I firmly believe that if we can lovingly accept all that we are, we can eradicate all forms of pain and suffering within three lifetimes. That's the opportunity that we have, ladies and gentlemen. But it begins and ends with you.
That's easy. I mean, that just feels so much easier to me. And I, when you say that, it really does feel a lot easier because, you know, when you're, because I'm a sensitive and now I'm thinking about that and I'm like, that's my old training thinking, okay, all these people, they have this heavy stuff and how do I fix it? I'm like, no, I'm just not going to think that anymore. It's that easy.
Well, and
it's
also
just like...
That's yeah. Easy. Also, that whole conversation is just born of judgment. You know, it's coming from that place of fear, lack, and scarcity, and it's done inadvertently. You know, thinking that, you know, if all there is God, then what are we talking about here? You know, if all there is divine, if we trace everything back to its source, and all we can find is love, then where's the negative and where's the positive? The only place that can originate from is in human perception, and what's that based on? That's based on our conditioning. And for the most part, that conditioning is based in the old paradigm of fear, lack, and scarcity.
Right.
And so we have to,
you know,
have
and Panache,
yeah.
I wanted to ask you because I was reading the chapter about it kind of talks about the law of attraction and our thoughts, you know, create our realities and everything. Tell us your thoughts about that because that's been such a big thing, you know, the whole secret and everything.
Yeah. Well, actually, it's a good start, but the whole idea hasn't been explored through to its finality. And so here's what I've discovered. Our soul is the subtlest level of energy. Every single human being has a soul, a spirit, a core essence of love, right? But very few people will live in conscious connection with it, and here's why. The layer above that is the emotional layer, and that's the part that nobody addresses, nobody talks about. That's the part that we repress, we suppress, we deny, we fix, heal, and we change. Now, here's why that's important. It's actually that emotional layer that informs our unconscious, our conscious, and then our physical. So when we look at creation, our thoughts really have no bearing or no impact on our reality. Our thoughts are a byproduct of our emotional state. And in the absence of all of this unresolved emotional content, the thought and the belief would have nothing to sustain it anymore. And that's why this is so important. It is important and imperative for us now to shift our relationship with our emotional state and to start to embrace our feelings as they arise naturally in our experience. And it's like if you want to go on a spiritual retreat, go away with the most annoying person in your life and stay with them for a week in the same room and let them trigger you, because nobody should have that much power over you. It's important now that we feel and we accept and we embrace. And then what people are going to notice is then, all of a sudden, once we've embraced that content, then your soul, the part of you that's whole and complete, the part of you that's dynamic potential, that's love, begins to inform your finances and your health and your relationships. And before you know it, without you even trying, naturally the highest outcomes are coming into being. And so the law of attraction was a nice idea. It was a nice initial concept.
Right.
But it missed this essential piece, which is that fundamentally, if we're sad, and we don't embrace that sadness holds in place the feeling of guilt and shame, which perpetuates unworthiness. And as long as we're unworthy, regardless of what you have on your vision board, and how many times you put it up, and how many different ways you put it on a post-it and repeat it to yourself, there's no room for you to receive it. And life doesn't have to be that hard. What I've discovered actually is that the more we embrace who we are and we embrace our design, your life shows up in a way that you don't even have the capacity to envision. Because we're just not that good. It's like the divine's version of our life is way beyond anything that we could even comprehend, envision, or dream of. And so it's time to evolve the entire conversation and take it to a brand new threshold and introduce a brand new paradigm and re-examine the creative model and the whole creation model in its entirety, because it's all about energy, it's all about emotion, it's all about our feelings.
I totally agree with you when you say that. It really simplifies things, and I think that's what will get to me is when I start thinking things. It's almost like when you're on this website and you Google something, and then you go to something else, and then you go to something else, and before you know it, you have lost the original intention of just what you wanted to look up. So I've learned to just Google through my breath and quietness, you know, and I know that, and I trust whatever comes in, and I'm not worrying about the judgments of others, because if I'm clear, it'll be right. And that was a question that I had for you. When you, this book that you wrote is beautiful. Would you say that you channeled this book, or how did you come about to write it?
Well, actually, the creative process is a very interesting process, and anyone who's ever written a book or has attempted to write a book is completely tuned into this. And for me, it's like the book captured an essence of my soul. It's like the words on the page are actually an energy and a vibration, and people can actually just hold the book and feel what's going on with the book. And so it wasn't a channeling. It's like just this knowing that we have of who we are, why we're here, and our greater purpose. And I believe that we all have that. You know, it's like it's always amazing to me, you know, Kimmy and Donna, that, you know, we know exactly what to say to somebody else. But it's like the person that we listen to the least in our own lives is ourselves. And so I discovered a long time ago that my speaking and being on Oprah and being on Dr. Oz and being on all these different, you know, formats and all these different platforms was so that I could hear what was coming out of my own mouth. And that when I started to listen to what was coming out of my own mouth, my life got better. And it also started to impact the 7.2 billion versions of myself that are in existence now. There's just other forms of me. We're all interconnected. And so the creative process was really an opportunity for me to explore myself, to really do a deep dive of who Panache is. And it was deeply transformative, deeply cathartic, and the level of vulnerability and transparency as demonstrated and as exemplified in that book actually was terrifying, and that's exactly why I needed to do it. Because I'm always transparent, but when you're in a workshop and there's 300 people or 3,000 people, it's different than when there's a potential of millions of people reading it who don't know you, mm-hmm. and subsequent generations of people reading it who don't know you. And so the book is a living, breathing thing. And it really just captured the essence of who I am in this message. So no, it's not channeled. No, it's just my soul signature. It's who I am.
It's absolutely beautiful. And you know that what's the old adage? We always teach that which we need to learn the most.
Of course, so, you know, if we realized actually that we were only ever talking to ourselves, our lives would improve, you know, but it's so convincing, like we really think we're doing something for somebody else, you know, it's so convincing, but it isn't actually the truth. It's like this whole reality, everything that's going on and all the people that are in your life are there so that you can love you and so that you can give to yourself what you believe it is that other people in your life need. That's how much the divine loves you. That's how much whatever you believe in loves you. That there's this whole cast of extras and this whole storyline and all these plot twists that we go through so that we can come to know ourselves as whole and complete.
That's beautiful. And, you know, Panache, we have to wrap this up, I'm sorry to say. Any last words that you would like to share with our audience? And then please tell people, you know, where they can find out more information about your book and the events and things that you have coming up.
You're not broken. You don't need healing. You don't need fixing. You don't need teaching. In fact, you're not the problem. And when reality is examined at its deepest level, you'll find that there isn't one. And now it's time to do the one thing that you've resisted your whole life, which is just to finally start loving and accepting and embracing who you are, so that you can begin to see and perceive the truth of what being human is really about, which is just this incredible experiential adventure. You've come to these words because you are ready to answer a calling. And this calling isn't about being somebody else or becoming some grander version of you, but it's simply about being at ease in your own skin. And by being at ease in your own skin, granting permission to everyone in your life to be at ease in theirs. So I'm honored that you're here. And I love you all with all that I am, and I thank you for loving me. You can stay in touch with me on Twitter. That's the only place where I'll ever have followers is on Twitter, and it's Panache Desai. The only place in my life where I still need your approval is on Facebook, so like me. And come to the website, panachedesai.com, PanacheDesai.com. There's a 33-day program that's there right now that you can take part in. It's absolutely free. And whether you have the book or not, you can actually just receive these insights and these awarenesses every day. And just coming there in and of itself is enough to begin to shift the way you see yourself in your life forever. So, there you go.
I love you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for being with us, Panache. We will be right back on interviews to wrap things up for this hour in just a minute. Stay tuned.
Want to stop smoking and just need a little help? Need to fit into those shorts? Hypnosis can help. Go to lighttheway.com and see the many pictures of people who have lost weight and kept it off. We also sell CDs and MP3s. Call Light the Way at 734-854-1514. We do hypnosis for smoking, weight loss, anxiety, and many, many more things. Located just 5 minutes from Toledo in Lampertville, Michigan, Light the Way, guiding you down a better path. That's lighttheway.com. Stop in or phone Light the Way for a psychic reading, massage, dream interpretation, Reiki, CCT, or hypnosis. Open 6 days a week and located at 8050 Sommerfeld Road, Lampertville, Michigan. We're just 5 minutes from Toledo, and our family's been operating for 18 years. We offer phone readings 24 hours a day by calling 734-854-1514 or visit lighttheway.com. Light the Way is still open, then you can call Kimmy or her mother Carolyn for a psychic consultation, astrology, massage, Reiki, CCT, or hypnosis at 734-854-1514. You can also pick up a copy of Kimmy's book, Wake Up Your Intuition, The Sun, Moon, and Venus, a simple guide on how to get the most out of your man, chicken soup for the power mom soul, and bless you book. We do telephone and in-person appointments. We are located at 8050 Sommerfeld Road, near the corner of Sommerfeld and Secker Road. Visit lighttheway.com.
to live a more expanded and balanced life? Do you hunger for information about the mind-body-spirit connection? Hi, this is Donna, here to share how you can ignite your passion for expanded living with Bella Spark magazine. Bella Spark brings you informative articles on spiritual evolution, alternative healing, sustainable living, diet, nutrition, life after death, and cutting-edge developments on topics such as the quantum field and more. With each issue, Bella Spark magazine shares in-depth feature interviews with the most prominent voices in the spirit, mind, body arenas. Popular food bloggers bring you new and delicious recipes, and each issue provides the information, insight, and inspiration you need to reveal and nurture your own unique, beautiful spark. Subscribe today and get your first issue free, only $15 per year. Ignite your spark and live your life on purpose. Sign up today at bellasparkmagazine.com.
Kids are going through challenges more and more these days, and Bedford Public Schools and the community has joined together to celebrate Bedford on Friday, June 27th, kicking off the evening with fireworks, and Saturday, June 28th with a parade, a color run, and Matthew Caracas from the band Citizen, Sam DiArmond, Chris Caracas, and others during the day to pay respect to the many kids who've passed away from Bedford Schools. And in the evening, there will be a concert, a tribute to the Eagles. Tickets are $7 to raise money for a Tree of Life to be placed in the courtyard at Bedford High School. Purchase tickets at Light the Way by calling 734-854-1514. Celebrate Bedford. Celebrate life.
Welcome back to Interviews. I am Kimmy Rose and Donna Vasaki, and we just had an amazing interview with Panache Desai, and I can't wait for his podcast to go up, because I know I've had several friends that saw that he was in our newsletter and he was going to be speaking, and this was before I even got his book. And it's funny, when he said, I had never heard of these people or who they were when I was younger. And I'm laughing because Donna is the one who actually introduces me to a lot of people, because I don't hear of a lot of people either, because I'm in my own little, you know, I guess world in some way. But I mean, it's not good. It's not a bad thing, I don't think either, but it's just meeting him, he simplified so much. And that's something that, you know, I'm going to say about you, Donna, is you know, it's like to say, when I say, I know Donna Vasaki, how would I describe her? And I would say loving, caring, willing to share, a beautiful process of grace, healing, and strength. And And that's how I feel. I do feel that. And I'm so excited, because here you are in Northwest Ohio, Southeast Michigan area, and you're going to be speaking to people tomorrow night. And this is going to be an amazing night. It's going to be one of the most amazing nights that Toledo will have ever experienced. And so many people in Toledo have been through loss of children, loved ones, and just to know someone who's been through it is to know a way to heal. And that to me is big. And Don, I can tell you that, like, I look at things that I've been through, like going through you know, incest, I'll say that word, because I don't look at it, and I don't say to people, don't feel sorry for me or anything like that, because you know what? I am fine. But it's like, but listen, really listen to the strength I have, you know, and the strength I've gained. And that's what I'm so excited about, is I've met so many people who are having a hard time with getting through this. And here you are, and you're going to be able to share your book and your process. Can you talk about tomorrow night and the book also? If people want, if they can't go tomorrow night, how do they order your book?
Well, my book is available on Amazon or also through bellaspark.com. And it's called I'll Meet You at the Base of the Mountain. And it's my 10-year journey, 11 years now since my daughter died. And I think I met a dear friend after Christy died who had lost a son about 5 years earlier. And it does help to know that you will survive this. You don't think so at the time that you're ever going to survive. And, you know, your life is never the same. It's different. But it's also richer, and you have a deeper understanding and a deeper level of love and gratitude for the time that you were able to spend with the child you lost or the loved one that you lost in everything. It's like the fabric of your life is richer and everything because of the things that you've experienced. And it's not just losing a loved one. You know, so many people have had horrific things happen to them, or they're dealing with illness, or, you know, relationship issues or things like that. It's not just, you know, losing a loved one. We all have things that happen to us, but it's woven into the fabric of our lives. And when we are able to get past the initial stuff, we can see how it has changed us and shifted us and hopefully shifted us for the better, because it's all about learning. Earth is the most difficult school, I think, in the universe. Earth is an amazing school, and we all signed up for the graduated class, you know? And so we have these experiences to allow our soul to grow and evolve. And so when we look at it from that perspective, and Panache talked about it, you know, what we are all love, we are all perfect and everything, and these are just experiences. We have to embrace life. So I think it's going to be a delightful evening tomorrow night, and I'm really excited to be here and share my story, and hopefully people will find some comfort and maybe a little bit of wisdom from that.
I'm excited, and it's not too late. If you would like to purchase tickets, it's also going, the tickets, this is also a fundraiser too. And Donna, all I can say is I'm so thankful. I'm going to give you the link. You can go over to laughsinc.com. You can also call, you can go over to my website, kimmyrose.com, and you can call the store, Light the Way, 734-854-1514. If you need tickets. So if you're calling after business hours or anything like that, if you call 734-854-1514, that number will direct you to me, and I can make sure you get a ticket. And it's $25, and it's going to be a wonderful evening. I can't wait to see everybody.
Well, I'm excited to be there, and this is a beautiful place, and we've got Mardigan, the magician, who's going to open for us. We've got music by a young man, a local musician, and Kimmy is going to be doing readings. She's going to share her story as well, and then she's going to be doing readings along with two other people.
Yes, so yes. If John Tursky and Jody Weaver, and then Sam Diamond is going to be singing.
So. Yeah, so it's going to be a wonderful evening. So check it out, and please join us tomorrow night. It starts. Doors open at 6:00. It starts at 7:00, and tickets will be available at the door. And we're at Laughs Inc. Comedy Club in Toledo.
And if it's it's not too late if you want to get a ticket for your mom. We have a special just gift for your mom. They'll receive Donna's book and a little special setting. So please let us know ahead of time if you want to get a ticket for your mom. So if you call, we can explain that. And I just want to thank everybody for joining us.
And, you know, we will not be live next week because it's Memorial Day. But, you know, I think, Kimmy, we should play the Panache Desai interview again because it is so beautiful. And so if you want to listen to it again or somebody who missed it or whatever, that's what we'll be showing on our show next Monday, Memorial Day. And then the following week on June 2nd, I'm looking forward to this one too. We have Bruce Davis. And he wrote a book about, I got to get this right. It says, what if St. Francis and St. Clair of Assisi met Pope Francis?
Ooh.
And, you know, the new Pope is just this amazing. And I'm so excited for the shift and the changes that he's bringing into the Catholic Church in that. So we're going to be talking with him about his new book, The Love Letters, St. Francis and St. Clair of Assisi Meet Pope Francis, on June 2nd. So join us again on Interviews. It was so nice to be with you today. And everybody have a blessed week.
Interviews with Kimmy Rose and Donna Visaki can be heard here every Monday on the BBS Radio Network at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern on Station 1. Visit Kimmy on her website at kimmyrose.com and Donna on her website at bellaspark.com. Thank you for joining us today.